Okay, this is number 127. Is that the first one that went in on Birch Creek?
That's the one that went in on Birch Creek. See, the old cabins are still there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That was the roadhouse. That's the building that's still over there, and that was the meat house by it. And on this side, it used to be a big barn right here.
Yeah.
But at this point, it must have been gone or torn down.
Must have been, yeah.
But the old roadhouse was still there, see? So this building is the only one that's left now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was where you spent a winter, didn't you?
Yeah, right.
When was that?
1938.
What were you doing there all winter?
Just surviving.
Was that when you had the 12 phonograph records that were worn smooth by the spring?
Yeah, I came up, brought a fella up with me. We came out of CCC camps in good old California and come back up here to get rich, I guess. I worked for Big Nick Knutson up on Switch Creek in the Berry Company on Eagle Creek.
Who was running the roadhouse, or was there a roadhouse at Berry then?
No, it was all closed down.
It was.
So then this fellow came up to stay with me. We bought a sack of flour and a sack of beans. A couple slabs of bacon, we were going to live high in the hog.
And you still like beans?
But we had a 1927 Chevrolet convertible coupe, rumble seat in the back, and all on the wall as you had.
That couldn't have been. Was that the winter that we broke down and walked from Fred Powers and Romer and I in that old Dodge truck, and both ends of the drive line fell off?
Yeah, I remember that.
We stayed there part of that night.
Yeah,
Shorty Snyder, no, Jack Carey was over there.
Shorty Snyder was there when
Shorty
I was
there.
There.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'd go visit him. He was my only neighbor. He chewed snus instead of star plug tobacco. Spit anywhere. Top of the stove, anywhere. Oh, yeah.
He was a baker by trade.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, when did Jack Carey come in there then?
Jack Carey was around there for a long time, even when Shorty Snyder was there, but he lived down there 12 mile. Called the old 12 mile roadhouse below the bridge. But he'd be up there sometime, then after Shorty died, Jack eventually moved up there.
Mm-hmm.